Who says those with sight loss can't drive a car? Former Blind Veterans UK chair and motor racing enthusiast Barry Coop tells of member Wayne's experience driving a car again and how any members who miss this can do the same. About a year ago, I presented a Blind Veterans UK award to Wayne Pope, one of our working age members who is succeeding in achieving victory over blindness. After presenting the award, I asked Wayne what he missed most as a result of his sight loss journey. "Driving my car," was his response. His answer stayed with me. I remember being a little boy sitting in the back of my father's Jaguar as he drove along the runway at Wharton in Lancashire on a Saturday. I would shout, "Go on, Dad, nearly 120 miles an hour," before my uncle urgently called, "For heaven's sake, brake now, Des." It is why I used to say, "My father is not blind, it's just that he can't see." That memory gave me a determination to help Wayne enjoy being behind the wheel again in a safe and legal setting. Initial approaches to Castlecombe and Goodwood were unsuccessful because of insurance restrictions. Then Wayne found Speed of Sight, a charity based at the Three Sisters racetrack near Wigan in Lancashire. It was founded by Mike Newman, who was born blind and dreamed of becoming a racing driver. Mike went on to achieve several world land speed records. The charity's motto is to prove that disability does not mean inability, a message that everyone connected with Blind Veterans UK can support. A date was booked and Wayne and I travelled to Wigan to experience the thrills offered by this remarkable charity. During the day, I lost count of the number of times Wayne said, "Wow." He was excited and with good reason. Speed of Sight has specially prepared cars with twin steering wheels and dual controls, many also fitted with hand controls. I also drove one of the cars immediately behind Wayne, which allowed me to understand how they handled. At one point, I asked my instructor to guide me while I closed my eyes so I could experience something of what it might feel like for a totally blind driver. It was amazing. His instructions and the feel of the pedals helped me to understand the corners and the racing line. On the straight, he told me to press the accelerator. As the next bend approached, I felt the car slow as he applied pressure to the brake pedal. With each lap, it became easier to anticipate the next straight and corner. Wayne does have some usable vision, and he mastered the controls extremely well. It was wonderful to watch his confidence grow as he built up speed around the track. At the end of the session, the smile on his face said everything. It really was a wow moment. Immediately afterwards, began thinking about how many other members might love the chance to drive again, especially around a racetrack. I spoke to Mike Newman, who agreed that our veterans could really benefit from the charity's work. I have passed the details to Adrian Bell, and I hope this article will spark interest in an activity many may have thought was out of bounds. As Speed of Sight shows so powerfully, disability does not mean inability.